Please listen to me, Pharaohs. I'm sorry. Can't you hear me? I regret everything. Please don't do this to me. I could have helped you. There's no distance we could have gone if we had just combined our efforts somehow. There's a great big multiverse out there, Pharaohs. It can all be ours. Ours. Ours! Pharaohs? Is that you? Hello? What is that? Pharaohs? Hello? Pharaohs! No! Stop it! Please! I'm so sorry! Please don't do this to me!
The black smoke hallway. A long hall of doors made of smoke. A dark sky of purple. This was once my home. And now, a visitor arrives.
Fuck! I can't believe I didn't grab it! All my records lost forever!
Don't be so sure of that, Pharaohs. After all, it is not your ultimate accomplishment its own reward.
Well, I guess so, if you think about it that way. Whatever. But, hey, Nuke! Are you all right? You look all tricky.
I feel out of sync. Like something is weighing me down.
That's strange. I didn't have any temporal distortions coming to your universe.
It's my quintessence. It's denser than it should be. Let me just... There. I think that stopped it. I'm not as heavy as I was. No more stomping around.
Weird. Welp, this is the Black Smoke Hallway.
Aptly named.
I've seen this place in my mind. I think I passed through it once. This is the first time I've actually just stood in it.
Do you know what this place is, exactly? I already have my suspicions.
It's supposed to be like a maintenance corridor for Surly's multiverse. All these doors lead to other dimensions. The possibilities of travel are near endless, Master. It's all a matter of just picking the right ones.
What about this door here? It's the only one that's ajar.
Looks like a door to me, ha!
What?
Never mind. Let's look inside.
My room. The room I once shared with Vixie. The same room where she died. Before I could revive her. An old desk with a lamp. A bookshelf with many books on it. Some finished, and some unfinished.
Oh, this must be like a place you can stay when you're staying in the Black Smoke Hallway, or something.
This is his room. His name's Surly.
Well, yeah, I just said his name outside. Also, wasn't there another Tanuki with us? Where's Fluke?
Fluke's fine. He was displaced to another universe when he came through. I am connected to him through our natural link, although I'm not 100% sure where he is yet. As to Surly, he isn't here.
Hey, look! There's a box on this desk. Oh, weird.
These are his books. What did you find, Pharos?
There's little earpieces. There's a note that says we should put them on.
Hand one to me, then.
Okie dokie.
Welcome to my old home. I have a good idea who the two of you are, and I want to welcome you to my multiverse. Most of my completed stories can be found on the bookshelf next to the bed. There is also one incomplete manuscript. Do with them as you wish. Also, the earpieces you now possess will allow you both to communicate while separated between the dimensional divides. However, they may not always work as efficiently as you would like. Consider them a gift. That's all. If you need me, I'm heading out to Railroad Towers now. Although I might have moved on by the time you get this message. Have fun while exploring my creation.
Wait, why is he helping us? I don't get it.
He may simply like you, Pharos. At least, that's what it feels like.
Weird. Especially when you consider that I don't really give a fuck about him.
Pharos, I think you should take him up on his offer to explore his multiverse. But don't go too far yet. Personally, I feel the need to read these books. I need to understand the dangers of this place. As long as we keep wearing these strange devices, we should still be able to stay in touch. But I may need to supplement them with further precautions.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan, but I'm not sure where to go first. I'm not even sure which door goes where.
Pick one at random. If it proves boring to you or too dangerous, just make your way back. Surly has given you the keys to the multiverse. He wants you to explore.
Heh, sounds good to me. I think I might enjoy getting into a little trouble, Master.
I would not desire it any other way.
Let's just test these things out. Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me, Master?
You better fucking leave before I rip you in half.
Oh, good. They work. Okay, let's see here. Eeny, meeny, miny. Mouth!